properly represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
From the heart of the Nautical Mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Don't change that dial. Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station. This is the most listened to show on WGBB. It's time for...
Listen up, Jesus is on the air. We got to talk fast. We have two guests who traveled all over the world and they have a lot to share. And we have to learn to shut up and listen to them. We got to be quiet now.
Plus, they brought their music.
And that was Dr. John Palmer.
I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo.
And we're here to tell you,
we love Jesus.
Amen. We certainly do. And we have Rhea Music with us.
Right.
And they have not been with us for some time.
So why don't you introduce yourselves, ladies?
We're Rhea Music Ministry. I'm Maria French.
I'm Gloria Januzzi.
And they evangelize through music.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. One quick question.
Yes.
Is this the new evangelization that you're using to evangelize through music?
Oh, absolutely.
Or is this the just evangelization? I know it's a toughie.
Well, you know, we've been doing music for over 37 years.
Wow.
And we've been writing.
Oh, that was before I was born.
34 years.
We were babies.
And the whole point of it's been to share our Catholic faith through music.
Yeah.
Evangelize.
Yes. It all started with Angel of God, My Guardian Dear, you know, that the children didn't know, and went on to St. Michael. And now we're writing, when we went to Medjugorje, now we're writing a message for Medjugorje.
And you have over 100 songs.
Over 100 songs.
Written, original songs.
Yeah. And we never know, wherever we go, like now, we never really know what we're going to do. Our Lady opens up the doors because she touches the hearts. We're the instrument.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes, absolutely. She guides us.
Yes.
Amen.
She guides us.
And
we say yes.
Okay.
So, ladies, it's your program. Let us know how you want to do things. Go ahead.
You're on.
Go.
Well, we really felt that we were going to share today about three songs that we've composed in May. We had gone to Medjugorje unexpectedly because a friend couldn't go and lead a tour, so we stepped in. She asked us to step in, and we said, sure.
Yes.
And we said yes. And from there...
That's a bad word. You know?
It's the best word for the Lord. That's the word he wants to hear. And so we went, and we climbed the mountains, and one afternoon we climbed to the first apparition site, mm-hmm. and the cross was there, overlooks the valley, just gorgeous, and we wrote these songs. And it just started to rain. That day it rained a little bit, and we said, Blessed Mother, we have a guitar. And writing paper. She said, I know.
Just sit down, relax, be in my presence, and write. And that's what we did.
And what she gave us is we opened up to the message book. In fact, we had borrowed the book.
And we must point out that Medjugorje is alleged appearances,
right.
But we know.
And anyone who's been there, just sit back and go wherever you are on the mountain or in the church or wherever. Just go back there and let Our Lady speak to you today, this morning.
Amen.
Amen. The essence of her messages has always been when you pray to the Lord, pray with the heart. Mm-hmm. Pray from the heart, really, you know, and that's what's going to move mountains. Mm-hmm. So our good friend Sandy Colella, who lives in Pennsylvania, she gave us her book. And so we opened the book to December 4th, 1986.
Oh, it's
imagine,
okay.
One of the early messages.
One of the early ones, yes.
And the funny thing is, you know, many people have read the messages.
I have them, yes.
And we read them, but it was like, I never heard this message before. It like went, whoa, straight to the heart.
Straight to the heart,
straight
exactly.
to the heart.
Yeah.
And it says, Dear children, also today I call you to prepare your hearts for these days. When the Lord particularly desires to purify you from all the sins of your past. You, dear children, are not able to do this by yourselves. Therefore, I am here to help you. Pray, dear children. Only that way shall you be able to recognize all the evil that is in you and surrender it to the Lord so that he may completely purify your hearts. Therefore, dear children, pray without ceasing and prepare your hearts in penance and fasting. Thank you for having responded to my call.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, wow, to us that day. And we said, I know Our Lady wants to write, so we're going to go right to the song.
Pray from the heart.
So you sat down and you wrote a song.
You
just
sat
like
down.
That.
Just
pencil and paper.
That's inspiration.
Mm. Here we go. We'll start it again.
Yeah. And then we hear all the music.
What's the name of the song?
Pray from the heart.
Prepare your hearts for the days when the Lord wants to cleanse you of all sins from your past. Dear children, you're not able to do it alone. I am here to help you learn to pray unceasingly. Pray from the heart, oh, pray from the heart. Pray from the heart, dear children.
Out to the Lord. He knows it anyway. But we have to tell him so we can let it go. So we're going to pray from the heart and think of those things that are most worrisome to you. Pray from the heart.
Mm-hmm. Surrender everything.
Everything. The orchestrations came when we came home.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. You know, of course.
You know, but it, and then the funny thing, I'm going to laugh. When our Blessed Mother wants something done, she says, I want you to have this prepared when you go to Ireland in August. Which, doing three songs in production, with all the instrumentation. It can take a while. But boy, were we busy getting this done. So busy. Because we knew we had to have it done. That on the day we left for Ireland, we finished at 7 o'clock at night, got dressed, and went to the airport.
Wow.
That's right, by 8.
Wonderful.
By 8.
Now, you know, that brings up a very good point for you two guys. I mean, you guys evangelize, but you're not just local evangelists that sing songs. You are world-traveled, aren't you?
Yes, we've been blessed.
They're all
over the place. What a blessing. Yeah. We're so blessed.
Yeah. But you're also inspired by Mary and by the Holy Spirit.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
So they've assigned,
these are all original songs.
Yeah.
So they're
and they guide the production too of what it wants to sound like. Like we were stuck on this song before we were going to Ireland. We got the other two done, but we were stuck with the song, and we were just praying what to do. And as clear as a bell, Saint Joseph came to us and said, "Make it simple. Just do it simple.
Simple."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what a carpenter would say.
So that's what we did, you know, because you have some, you want to do your best, you want to. Simple.
Sometimes simple is the best.
Do you have the second song or another song? Yeah.
Oh, yes. This song is Be the One. And this is a song from Mother Teresa, because she asked the question, who will console the heart of Jesus? Who will bring him souls? He's at the cross. She sees him at the cross. But who will console? Because he died for our sins. Mm-hmm. And as you know, in this world, it's like so many people are falling away and getting distracted with other things.
And on our travels, you know, wherever we go, Ireland, Medjugorje, we'll be going to the Holy Land, Israel, next week.
Rome.
And we've been blessed to go all over. We see so many people. We see so many hurts. So many fears, and if Our Lady wants to touch their heart through our music, we have to say yes.
Yes.
They said, how can you go from one place to another and have this already?
And you see the people with their fears, they're open.
Oh,
they're open to this.
Yes. Yes, they come up to us later and say, because this one is Be the One. It's brand new. All these three songs, obviously, since May are brand new. Uh-huh. But every time we do this, a young adult, an older woman, someone comes up and says, I'm going to be the one. Mm-hmm. I'll be the one.
To console Jesus by bringing souls to you.
Yeah.
So people are looking to be fed.
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh.
They're absolutely
hungry.
Absolutely.
All over
hungry
the world.
To be fed.
All
absolutely.
Over the world.
From the country. Like in Ireland or France or wherever, the country people to the city people. They're same thing. They all want to know what Our Lady wants them to do. They love Our Lady. They love Our Lord.
Even if they don't know Mary.
Yeah,
true. They come to know her through your music.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the questions.
Yes. Well, the number one question for us.
I'm just going to ask you. let's talk about those questions.
The number one question is, why do you dress the same?
Well, many of you probably know us.
I've been dying to ask you that question for 4 years now.
I just thought it was a lack of imagination.
Yep. No. And I haven't had the courage to ask you, but I've been dying to ask you
guys. Over 30 years we've been doing this, and again, through prayer, Our Lady said, we're going to open a door. The people will see you, even the supermarket, because we dress
all the time.
You mean all the time?
All the time.
There's no breaks in this?
No breaks.
Thank God.
No, because Our Lady wants to touch people's hearts, and many people, like in the supermarket, they're crying. They don't know what's bothering them, the world, whatever. And they see us, and they say, who are you? And we tell them who we are.
And what we do.
And we tell them what we do. Well, will you pray for my son? He's going through drugs. My husband, he's in the streets somewhere. And right away, Maria and I said, today, just in the supermarket, we come out with prayers that we bring all over with us in a book. Petitions we bring with us. But Maria and I said, boy, all these people are really hurting.
Yeah.
Really hurting. Jesus is the only one who can touch them.
Oh, absolutely. That's
right.
And if he can touch them through us,
we're just the instrument. And
so you use the dressing the same as a come on.
That's right.
It's
like
a witness.
It's
a
like
witness.
The priests. It's like the nuns.
I don't
a witness.
Know if I would call it a come on. Come on.
Come on, Tony. Come on. Get with it.
We took example from sisters and priests.
That's right.
A witness.
I mean, because how do people know who to turn to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if they see you who you are and they get an idea of who you are right away, whether they like you or not, you know, I mean, they could be like, you know, and not like you, but it doesn't matter.
Because it's not up to us. Our Lady touches our hearts.
You know, I would like to call it, Lord, instead of a come on, if you don't mind, a devotion.
Sure.
And I think that's what it is.
It's a testimony.
It's your testimony. That's a great word, Palmer.
Oh, I hit it. Oh, Tony approves. I'm okay.
Leave it to Palmer to come up with that word. Yes, it's a testimony. It's testimony to your love to Jesus and the Blessed Mother.
So you're going
to
sing Be the One?
Be the One.
Be the One.
Yeah.
Because in Ireland, what happened with the young people?
Oh, just yes.
short little thing.
And one thing we used from Mother Teresa, that she, I thirst for you. That was one
of
her.
That.
I thirst for Jesus' prayer.
Prayer.
I thirst. So that's included in here. When we were in Ireland, when we were coming out, we came out. Now, Barbara Ria, we call her, from Alabama. when we go on pilgrimage together, she'll dress the same with us.
And is that cute?
Oh,
really?
So there's a trio.
Oh, yes.
So she's going to Holy Land, too, and she's going to Mexico when we go to Mexico.
Oh, December, we're going to Guadalupe.
But it's really fun.
Yep.
You know, and actually a family of five were standing outside. They saw us because we...
A knock.
Yeah, we were going, what are we supposed to do now? Where do we pick up the rest of the group, you know, thinking about these things on pilgrimage? And they were laughing.
Teenagers.
And
one boy.
Boy and four girls and the mother. Well, the boy came over. He was the one who...
And why do you dress the same? We heard you in church and it was beautiful, especially that Be the One, they said. But why? And then we told them, as we're going to be a witness to bring God all to the world. Will you be the one? And they both said, the girl said, do you think we could be the one?
Yes. Yeah. Can we dress like that? I said, like us, because we dress in long skirts. But here we go. Be the one. We could we do.
I'm the timer. I'm sorry.
That's great.
That's okay.
He's so annoying.
It's good.
Be the one.
Be the one, face to face with the one who is grace. Be the one. Be the one who will say, I'm forgiven this day. Be the one. Be the one, face to face with the one who is grace. Be the one. Be the one. Will say, I'm forgiven this day, be the one. Jesus is the one who thirsts for you, he longs for you in his heart. Surrender to the one who forgives you and draws you into his heart.
Be the one,
be the one, face to face. With the one who is grace, be the one. Be the one who will say, I'm forgiven this day. Be the one.
Be the one.
Be the one, face to face. With the one who is grace, be the one. Be the one who will say, I'm forgiven this day, be the one. Mary is the one who leads you and pleads for you in her heart. She will pray for you at the cross for you and guard you into his heart. Be the one, face to face. With the one who is grace, be the one. Be the one who will say, I'm forgiven this day, be the one.
You know it now, right?
Be the one, face to face, with the one who is grace, be the one.
Are you dancing?
Be the one who will say, I'm forgiven this day, be the one.
Who's going to call John and say, I'll be the one?
Be the one, face to face with the one who is grace, be the one.
Be the one.
Who?
Be the one who will say, I'm forgiven this day, be the one. Be the one. face to face with the one who is grace. Be the one.
That's Jesus.
Be the one who will say, I'm forgiven this day. Be the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Amen. Very good.
The only problem was Tony was dancing. And you know, he's got to stop that. And his wife says,
no more dancing.
Well, he's like King David.
Right. You're never old in your heart.
That's
never,
right.
That's ever. Right.
What a delightful song. And what an upbeat song. I can picture young people going for that anywhere. And everywhere.
Now, what made you write this song? Be the One.
Mother Teresa. Because she said, who will console Jesus?
And like I said before, wherever we go, we see so many hurtful people. So many people, you know. Bring your children home, too, and be the one.
Be the One, yeah.
So, listeners,
I'm forgiven.
Someone can call and be the one.
Yeah.
But you don't have to call us. Call Mary and call Jesus.
Amen.
Number is in your heart. The number is in your heart.
That's right.
Absolutely. Good
777, straight to heaven.
Can I copy that?
Good for you.
Can I use that?
Yes.
777,
straight to heaven.
Don't stop. Don't call a cop. Just go.
He got the okay.
Yeah. Good.
Praise God.
Yeah.
I will use it in my talks.
Yeah. You got a third?
Third song, yes.
Go ahead.
Padre Pio. His feast day was this past week.
Yes. May 23rd, my 53rd anniversary.
Wow. Yeah,
it's wonderful. Wow. And Padre Pio, most of us were alive. You know, we were alive when he was still living.
Yes. I wasn't. I was. No. People say I'm dead right now, but.
That's not true.
Go ahead.
But Padre Pio, he has this beautiful prayer, Stay With Me, that John has right there.
It's in the back of the Pieta book.
It's after prayer after communion.
Do you want me to read it?
Why don't you read it?
Yeah, very nice.
Right?
Yeah, good.
This is written by Padre Pio, St. Pio, after communion. Stay with me, Lord, for it's necessary to have you present so that I do not forget you. You know how easily I abandon you. Stay with me, Lord, because I'm weak and I need your strength that I may not fall so often. Stay with me, Lord, for you are my life, and without you, I am without meaning and hope. Stay with me, Lord, for you are my light, and without you, I am in darkness. Stay with me, Lord, to show me your will. Stay with me, Lord, so that I can hear your voice and follow you. Stay with me, Lord, for I desire to love you even more and to be in your company always. Stay with me, Lord, if you wish me to be always faithful to you. Stay with me, Lord, for as poor as my soul is, I wish it to be a place of consolation for you, a dwelling of your love. Stay with me, Jesus, for it's getting late. The days are coming to a close and life is passing. Death, judgment, and eternity are drawing near. It's necessary to renew my strength, so I will not stop along the way, and for that I need you. It's getting late and death approaches. I fear the darkness, the temptations, the dryness, the cross, the sorrows. Oh, how I need you, my Jesus, in this night of exile. Stay with me, Jesus, because in the darkness of this life, with all its dangers, I need you. Help me to recognize you as your disciples did at the breaking of the bread, so that the Eucharistic communion be the light which disperses the darkness, the power which sustains me, and the uniqueness of joy in my heart. Stay with me, Lord, because at the hour of my death, I want to be one with you. And if not by communion, at least by your grace and love, stay with me, Jesus. I do not ask for divine consolations because I do not deserve them. But I only ask for the gift of your presence. Oh, yes, I ask this of you. Stay with me, Lord, for I seek you alone, your love, your grace, your will, your heart, your spirit, because I love you, and I ask for no other reward but to love you more and more with a strong and active love. Grant that I may love you with all my heart while on earth, so that I can continue to love you perfectly throughout all eternity, dear Jesus. Amen. What a beautiful prayer.
Yes.
What a beautiful prayer.
That's what made us say, oh, this has to go to music. More people have to hear it.
Oh, yes.
More people have to hear it.
And it was funny because this song ties in everything with even the other two songs. Yeah. Because when we were writing the song, we got like the verses, no problem, with Padre Pio. But where did you want to go with this, Lord? Because so many people we see are lost a little bit. They're not sure. I don't mean lost in necessarily in a bad way, but they're just not sure. And we saw that, Lord, some people, I don't know if they're ever going to understand you, but would you bring them home to you anyway? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Because
bring
who's going to pray?
Home.
So it became bring your children home. Mm. You know, and also, Lord, the prayer of us asking God, sometimes when I feel lost, bring me home, Lord. Mm. You know, home to you. Mm-hmm. And eventually home to heaven, but bring me home. And then we also ask, bring your children. Go to the wider world.
Amen.
Because it's not just about us. No. It's about bringing all these people to Jesus, right. Consoling the heart of Jesus. And the only way we can do that is pray from the heart. It was like,
wow. It all ties together.
It all ties together.
But that's how the Lord is. That's how Our Lady works for her children. She wants to tie it all together.
So what you're saying is it connects the dots.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what's happening. Sure does.
So now we're going to sing the song, the words you just heard. And it's funny. I know Tony's going to dance in his heart with this song.
For sure.
I'm going to dance on the table.
But the idea is...
I'm not allowed, by the way. My wife forbid me to do that anymore.
Okay. But we'll, you know...
We won't tell.
That's right. She can't see you. Well...
Oh, yes, she can. And she's watching. Hi, sweetheart.
Here we go.
Go to the bathroom. Go ahead.
Ring.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, St. Padre Pio.
For your great love and witness to all of us.
Amen.
And your great love for the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Stay with me, Jesus. It's getting late. The day is done. I feel the dark temptations, loneliness in my soul. Stay with me, Jesus, when I'm in doubt. Bring me home. I need you, Lord. You are the way, for I am lost. I need you, Lord. You are the truth amidst the lies. You are my life in a culture of death. Jesus, I seek your love, your Sacred Heart. Bring me home. Bring your children. Jesus, I seek your love, your Bring me home, bring your children home, bring your children home.
Especially the children who doubt or in fear or who feel lonely this day. Bring them home, Lord.
Stay with me, Jesus, show me your will for my life. Renew my strength that I may stay close to you. Stay with me, Jesus, I'll follow you. Bring me home. I need you, Lord. You are the way, for I am lost. I need you, Lord. You are the truth amidst the lies. You are my life in a culture of death.
Jesus.
Jesus, I seek your love, your sacred heart. Bring me home. Bring your children home. Jesus, I seek your love. Sacred heart, bring me home, bring your children home, bring your children home. Your grace, your love, your will leads me to you. Your spirit, your mother, your mercy leads me to you.
Jesus.
Jesus, I seek your love, your sacred heart. Bring me home, bring your children home. Jesus, I seek your love, your sacred heart. Bring me home, bring your children home, bring children home. Bring your children home. Bring your children home.
Now this is a perfect time to pray for the healing of all of our listeners.
Yes.
And would you play?
I saw someone on while we were praying the song. Saw a woman, and she was listening to the words. She started to cry, so we want to pray for her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you put the instrumental on again?
Sure.
And let's all of us just gather the petitions together that are here.
Yeah, we have a table
for all of our listeners. They send us petitions.
Thanks.
And you can intersperse with the words and the music anytime mm-hmm. along the way that you see fit.
All right.
And Jesus, go ahead, just put the music on.
Oh, here we go.
And Jesus, we place ourselves and all of our listeners in your presence, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, would you please touch the hearts of each listener? We've heard stories from Rhea, about the people they've seen all over the world who are hurting. And we don't have to go all over the world. Mm-hmm. We can look in our own families.
Amen.
And we can look around our churches and see all the pain. And just turn on the television and hear all the terrible things that are happening. So, Jesus, we place all of our listeners and all of their needs in your hands. And we ask you, Lord, touch them now. Touch them. Bless them, Lord. Go right ahead. Sing it in.
I need you, Lord.
Yes, they do, Lord. They need your presence. Touch them now, Lord. Come alive in them. Make them realize that you are the answer to their problems. Bring life where there's death. Bring life where there's death, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, touch her. Not only do you see a woman crying, but I see a man caught up in addiction so bad that he really does not want to live. Lord, touch his heart. I see a family broken apart by violence. Lord, enter that chaos in that house and ask those people to listen to you in their hearts. Praise you, Lord. I see a young lady waiting to have an abortion, Lord. Change her heart. Change her heart, Lord, now. Enter into her now. We see families with children with disabilities, Lord, and we know how much trial that disability can be. Heal that child if that be your will. Or heal the trouble in that family if that be your will, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. And Lord, there are so many people with cancer. It's a cancer all over the world. Touch every listener who has cancer and any other life-threatening disease right now, Lord. Touch them. Enter their hearts. Enter their attitude towards their problems. Love them, Lord, as only you can. Mary, thank you for bringing them into your presence of your Son. They feel lost, Lord, and they need you, Lord. They need you now more than ever before. Bring them home, Lord. Touch them. Bring them home. Fill them with your grace. Fill them with your grace.
Jesus.
And I hear the words, my children, I am alive right now on this program. And I'm lifting you out of your desolation by the power of the grace of my consolation. I touch you where you did not think you ever could be touched. I take away your anger. I give you my forgiveness. I take away your despair. I give you my hope. I take away your wishes for death and give you a new lease on life. I am here, my friends. I am here. I don't have to stay in a church. I am all over this world seeking the salvation of souls. Come, my friends. Come, my friends. Be alive in my love. Come. Let me touch you.
And my Jesus, we give you praise and glory and thanks. We thank you for bringing us Rhea Music to us today. We're deeply, deeply grateful. We ask, though, also that we lift up our petitions. We have a bag of petitions that people are hurting. They're despaired. They're suffering from cancer. They're suffering from all diseases. We ask, may we lift them up to you. And may we ask that you give your pity, your mercy, and you cure them of their ailments. They're relying on you, Jesus, and they know you are not only their best friend, but you are their big brother. So we thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, I seek your love, your sacred heart.
Bring me home, bring your children home, bring your children home.
Amen.
Amen.
That was beautiful.
Amen.
Wow. Very beautiful.
Oh,
very
and you know, the price of admission to this healing service is so exorbitant. All you have to do is lend an ear.
Oh.
And that's it. You know, we also have a contributor who does spiritual, scriptural reflections.
Yes,
each
anonymous.
Week.
He doesn't want to be mentioned, his name. Oh. Yeah. But John reads it because I was born in Brooklyn and I don't really have that good diction.
And it's based on Philippians 2, verses 1 to 11. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly, regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interests, but also for those of others. I'm sure you have noticed by now how often when in speaking about Jesus, St. Paul highlights the humility and the self-abasement that is required of the true follower of Christ. As St. Paul knew from his own previous self-righteous and vengeful way of living, that attitude and conduct could in no way be tolerated or excused for the follower of the way. God certainly gave St. Paul the grace needed for his conversion, and God will certainly offer us and you listeners his grace as well. We came to receive God's grace that will enable us to be humble before the other when we admit our sinful pride. This pride, which destroys the unity among believers, is an insidious poison. It causes good people to gossip, speak ill of others, makes one jealous and unforgiving, and in the end, makes the self and one's wishes into its own god. May the good Lord spare us this terrible outcome. May the Lord Jesus, who humbled himself so totally when he died on the cross, be our example.
Amen.
And our hope.
Amen.
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 Goes right along with everything we've been talking. And I know you have a saint.
And it's connecting the dots.
Okay.
Let's talk about the saint. The saint.
Yeah, why not? Sounds like
this
a good idea.
This has been a great week for saints. St. Padre Pio, St. Lawrence, St. Vincent de Paul, who definitely developed humility and wasn't so humble. He was really a very unhumble person until he found he wanted to be a priest and became humble. But you know what? I'm not going to talk about those because I think I got the message that we need to exemplify saints that aren't that well known. This particular saint is the boy who couldn't read, St. Sergius.
Who?
St. Sergius.
Never heard of him.
You will.
Okay.
His other name was Bartholomew.
Okay.
Bartholomew dreaded the other boys finding out his dreaded secret. And that secret was he couldn't read and he couldn't write. And I imagine that maybe not so much today, but several years ago, there were a lot of people in that category. He dreaded them knowing that he couldn't read. He often prayed privately to God about it. Oh, Lord, help me to understand books. Help me to be able to read. Help me to be able to communicate. His parents had once been rich, but they lost all their money when they had to leave their home because of a war. Now they lived and worked as poor farmers near a place named Radisitz in the Russian countryside. One day Bartholomew was set out into a nearby field to look for a young horse that had strayed. In the field he met an old man. A I wonder who that old man was. They started talking. The old man asked him what he was looking for, but Dolomieu told him that besides finding the horse, he just wished most of all to be able to read and write. He took the old man back home to his parents for a little soup, and then they all went to the local chapel. The old man told Bartholomew to read out loud from the book of Psalms. "But I can't. I don't know how to read," said Bartholomew. "Read the word of God with confidence," replied the old man. Bartholomew began to read, at first with a few stumbles, and then more easily and easily. He beamed with pleasure. He no longer had an embarrassing secret. He also knew that he wanted to do what he wanted to do with his life. I wonder who that old man was. Over the next 5 years, Bartholomew cared for his parents in their old age, a task he was happy to do. But by the time he was 20, they both had passed away, which freed him to carry out his plan. Together with one of his brothers, Stephen, he went deep into the nearby forest. They built a small church, which they named after the Holy Trinity, and also, but where they could live as a holy men. But Stephen hated the cold and lack of food. He was also afraid of the wild animals in the forest. So he returned to his home. But Bartholomew continued to live there alone. After 3 years, he officially became a monk. And from then on, he was given the name Sergius. Mm-hmm. Like many monks, Sergius got on well with animals. One bear in particular would visit him. Sergius used to place a small slice of bread on a log near the bear so he could eat it and take it without harming anyone. Sergius sometimes didn't have any food. He didn't have any bread. And still, the bear came and kept company with him. After 2 years, more monks came to live with Sergius. Although he had gone to the forest to be alone, he never turned anyone away. Each monk built his own hut or cell, and they all met together to pray in the chapel. Eventually, Sergius was persuaded to become a priest, and at the same time, the group of monks formally became a monastery. Sergius shared in the work of baking bread, cooking, making candles, as well as making shoes and clothing for the other monks and the poor. Yes, he donated and consecrated his life to being a factor for the poor. One day, Dmitri, Prince of Moscow, came to see Sergius. A vast foreign tribe known as Tartars had raised a huge army and was near Moscow. Prince Dmitri was unsure whether to fight or simply surrender. Sergius didn't want to say either way, but finally blessed the prince. "Go forward and fear not. God will help you," he said. Dmitri's forces were on one side of the river. Should they cross it, fight or wait? Again, he couldn't make up his mind until a message came from Sergius. "Be in no doubt, go forward with faith. God would be on your side." At the battle, Demetrius was victorious. In 1378, Sergius was asked to become a patriarch or bishop of Moscow. He refused, saying, "Since my youth, I've never worn gold. I don't plan on wearing gold now." He cared quietly for his monastery for another 14 years and then died peacefully with the grace of God.
Amen.
And so that was the short
What was
life.
That line that he gave? What did he say? Be what? And go straight forward. You just read it. When they were walking across the river.
He refused, saying, "Be in no doubt. Go forward with faith."
Go forward with faith.
That's what the Rio music has been doing. Wow. That's what stood out in my head. Wow. That's what these gals have been doing.
The dots.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And you know what, John? That's why I was so torn, I guess, in doing St.
But there, you just linked it all together. Yeah.
That connected. That was great, John.
I heard St. John, yes.
We'll have to pray.
There are no...
There's another song
there
coming.
There are no surprises.
No, not at all.
Listen.
To be with us, right?
You know, in reviewing all these famous saints and just trying to decide who to dwell on, and then being convinced... St. Jerry's Sages.
Sure.
You know, the RIA group is going to invite all to pray the Patriotic Rosary with them on Monday, this coming Monday, September 29th, at St. James Church in Seaford. It's part of the St. James Roman Catholic Church Marian Prayer Group. Want to tell us a little bit about that?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yep. We know Carol Rosillo. We told her we were going to... talk about it. We hope to talk about it today. It's the Patriotic Rosary was first developed by the Friend of Medjugorje, and you know there are 50 states and there are 50 Hail Marys.
Well,
yes.
And we
plead
the blood of Jesus over every state and every soul in that state.
Wow,
Is that and why Puerto Rico can't become a state? Then there'd be 51 states.
I don't know what we would do.
I don't know.
And but we pray for all the political offices. We pray for the office of the president.
Right.
We pray, you know, governors, legislatures.
It's wonderful.
It is. It's a wonderful. And in between, after every decade, we sing a patriotic American song. We open with a song that we wrote to the Mother of America, which is the Immaculate Conception. We do that as the opening, and then we have readings. The first reading is by General George Washington, who was president at the time. We hear his words. We do the Decade of the Rosary. We sing a song like My Country, 'Tis of Thee. We sing America, for the five decades, we sing America the Beautiful, Battle Hymn of the Republic, God Bless America, and our national anthem, but not one verse. Every verse of these songs. Mm. Because all these songs talk about God and where God
very
is
patriotic.
In. And
very
patriotic.
Very, and we ask precious blood to be on every state.
That's
beautiful.
How can people get information about you?
Well,
what's
we do
your
have
website?
Website, www.riamusic.org.
Oh, simple
and we
enough.
Have,
you can, so simple.
And there you learn about us, and also we have a calendar on there where we're going
to
be.
And
who
we'd
to contact.
Like to have you think about a closing song while I make an announcement.
John's got a commercial. I have a commercial. Okay. Trevor's got a commercial.
Oh,
so
commercials.
Go, John.
Okay. On October 12th at St. Aidan's Parish, we're going to do a night called Come and Adore. It was a holy hour. We've invited the Franciscan friars. We hope they come. And there'll be a concert at 9 o'clock with Josh Blakesley, who is very well known among young people. We're after the 20, 30, and 40-year-olds. And so that's St. Aidan's, October 12th at 7:30 at night.
Okay,
your commercial, fast.
Okay, my commercial is very simple. The author of our theme song is having a concert tonight. It's going to be at the Dix Hills Performing Arts Center. What's so interesting about this concert is that he's our age. He's John's and our age, and his partner's our age. They wanted to be songwriters and musicians and singers. When they were young, they were never able to do it. Now God is giving them the opportunity.
Mm, yes.
Praise God.
Giving them the opportunity to write songs and to do concerts and to sing.
Yeah.
And they're performing tonight at the Dix Hills
And next
concert.
Saturday, Trevor and Preacher Man and
this
Ace are going to be honored in Brooklyn. We don't have all the details yet,
Trevor's
just stepped away.
But
you know what? You call WGBB and ask him about the special honor for Preacher Man and Ace, who are regular broadcasters on their radio
and
station.
We're so happy for Trevor because he's our engineer.
Yes, honey.
And for three and a half years.
What song do you want to use to close this out?
We're gonna sing it again. Be the one,
okay.
Be the one, you know. And we hope that many of you will be the one to console the heart of Jesus.
I hope to see you Monday night.
Patriotic Rosary, where we will sing and pray for our country.
And thank you for being on our show.
Thank you for asking us. Thank
you'll
you.
Be the one, Tony. John, you'll be the one.
Okay. No, you're gonna be the one.
Okay.
Listeners, you're the one.
We'll all be the one.
Yes.
Be the one, face to face with the one who is grace. Be the one. Be the one. will say, I'm forgiven this day. Be the one. Be the one, face to face with the one who is.
Get off the table, John. Get off the table, Palmer.
Be the one who will say, I'm forgiven this day. Be the one.
I got a million of them.
Oh.
Jimmy Durante.
No, I'm not allowed to dance. That's the forbidden dance.
Sorry.
But we will be the ones to get out there and invite the people home.
Yes, bring them home.
Oh, bring them home, Lord.
Amen.
And it just takes one yes to be the one.
Everyone in chorus say yes.
The one.
Yes.
Face to face with the one who is grace. Be the one. Be the one who will say, I'm forgiven this day. Be the one. Be the one. Face to face with the one who is grace. Be the one. Be the one who will say, I'm forgiven this day. Be the one.
You want? Be the one?
All right. I'll be the one.
I'll be the one. Here I am, Jesus. Take me.
Amen.
Use me.
Yeah.
Soon, Lord. Soon.
See how I love that guy.
Just say yes. It's just very easy.
Let's say yes together, yes?
Okay, yes.
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 Yes. Be the one, face to face, with the one who is grace. Be the one. Be the one who will say, I'm forgiven this day. Be the one.
And be free.
Be the one, face to face, with the one.
Go, go, go. Let's do it, folks. Be the one. Get on board. Stand on
board.
Hurry up. Get on board. Come on, let's get moving. Everybody, up. Yes, I'm the one. Be the one.
Be the one, face to face, with the one who is grace. Be the one.
Just say yes.
Be the one who will say, I'm forgiven this day. Be the one.
Trevor, we mentioned your honor next week.
Yeah. Praise God.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Welcome. See you next week.
Amen. Folks.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, listeners. We love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks be to God.
We made you guys travel all the way out here to Babylon.
Yes.
Yes.
Home. Yeah. Home. Thanks.
Are we out of time, Trev? I got a minute. We got a whole minute. Well, be the one again. Why not?
Be the one. Yeah, amen.
Come on, Trev. You sing with us now. Come on.
You're going to be the one?
Come on, Trevor. Be the one.
You'll be the one. Be the one.
Be the one.
I love you, Trevor.
Face
I love you.
Face with the one who is grace. Be the one.
That's you, Trev.
Be the one. Say, I'm forgiven this day. Be the one. Be the one, face to face with the one who is grace. Be the one. Be the one.
I love the song.
Who will say, praise
I'm
God,
forgiven this day. Be the one.
All right. Previous program
thank you, Jesus.
Did not necessarily thank you, bless represent mother. Those of the staff.
It's been wonderful.
Thank you. Thank
see you next week, everybody.
Wow.
The views expressed.
Bye, everybody. We love you.
Do not necessarily represent
thanks
those of the
God.
Staff, thank management, or owners of WGBB.
Wow.
That's from the heart of the nautical mile. You're